High school basketball is on the air.
Here's Sheehy for three. His shot is up there, and he buries that one. Alex Sheehy from the top of the key throws down his third three-pointer of the ball game.
We begin each game day with In the Paint as we preview tonight's matchup.
42-41, driving the ball toward the hole. There's a shot by Kierkegaard, no good. Rebound, Brown goes back up, and the shot is...
Here's KHS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHS with the Tiger Gym at Hastings High as Adams Central gets set to take on the Hastings High Tigers in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader tonight. Girls game up first as we spend a couple of minutes with Adams Central head coach Tim Marker and coach sitting at 6-11 on the season, coming off of a loss the other night to Grand Island Central Catholic, 41-26 on the road. Talk about that one.
Well, that was a situation where we really tried to prepare the girls to go in. We knew it'd be a tough situation. They really play hard. They play physical. They're, you know, maybe not the most talented group as far as basketball skills, but they are very good athletes, and they can get out and press you and make things happen and kind of overcome any of the shortcomings they might have. And they were able to do that. They came out and played really physical and hurt us down in the post early, and then were able to cause some turnovers and just kind of mentally cause us some problems. And you know, we could never really overcome that. We kept make a little run here and there and get it down to 9 or 7 or whatever, but we could never get any closer than that.
Josie Bumgardner, 11 points in the ball game for Adams Central in that ball game. She's really been your offensive plug all year long.
She has. She's really come a long ways this year, and we've known that she's had the talent, and it's just a matter of her being able to use it and kind of figure out when she can use it and take some more shots, be a little bit more aggressive on the offensive side, and she's done a good job of doing that, getting herself ready to go and seeing those opportunities and asserting herself at times when we need a basket. So she's become a person that we do rely on for points, and they, you know, they knew that too, and they tried to help on her and did a pretty good job of playing her.
For you guys, it's been the same story for about the past month and a half or so. It's been injuries, it's been sickness. It's really plaguing this basketball team right now.
Yeah, it has, and when our reserves or JVs are gone for games, you know, we have 8 or 9 in practice, and so we've had to really try and figure out some other ways to do some things and make some things up at times as far as how we can play. We've had some practice situations like the old times when you're playing kickball and you don't have enough players, so you got a ghost out there. We've had to put ghost players out and kind of adjust, and it's an interesting deal because then they really have to think about where those players are going. They can't just follow them. They have to plan on being there ahead of time, and so it was kind of fun to do that, and of course it was difficult at first to get everybody to understand, but then it worked out okay. And so dealing with the injuries has been, and it's a situation where there's only a couple of them that are really going to be able to come back, and so we've had to try and modify some things and get some kids ready to go for the long haul, and some young kids that are playing a lot more minutes than we planned on, and we've had starting lineups out there we didn't have any dream that we're going to be out there this season, that, you know, our kids that had to step up and play.
It's forcing some younger kids maybe being thrown to the fire a little earlier than expected. Great experience, but it can be tougher on a basketball team.
Yeah, it is, because, you know, it's hard to hide somebody in a lot of the games that we play. And you know, teams have really scouted us well and know that we have this, you know, injury bug going around and know some of our kids that haven't played a lot, and they can identify our kids that are on the bench. And so they know where we're missing a few things. And when we look at our bench and we've got 30, 35 points sitting there, it's tough to try and come up with that many points from the young kids that are going to fill in for you.
How you play Hastings High on a short turnaround on a Tuesday night? You've been involved in this rivalry game the past couple of years. What do you remember out of this? And is it fun for players and the coaches to coach in this thing?
Well, and we've talked about it. When we come here, they make a big deal out of it. And it's a great opportunity for kids to play in an unbelievable environment. That's the way it's going to be. And so we've talked to them about it. And the biggest thing is being mentally ready to go and getting out playing hard. And if you're out there playing hard, you're really not going to pay attention to what's going on the outside. You don't hear a lot of that anyway. And if you are, then you're not really into the game enough in the first place. So we talked about it, and they're excited about being here. And, you know, it's a big game. Records don't mean a thing right now. This is about a game between two schools right here in Hastings, and that's the main thing.
Hastings High may be having one of their most successful seasons they had in a while right now, sitting at 7-7. I'm sure they feel they can knock you guys off tonight.
Oh, yeah, and they should. They have a lot of players that have played quite a bit last year and are again returning this year. And, you know, they're healthy, so you know, we're not. That's one of those situations. But they have played well, and we all know, and a lot of people look at records and don't look at teams they played, but we know that they play a tough schedule, and a lot of times the record really isn't a good indication of where they are, where they're playing a lot of tough B schools. And, you know, so we know a little bit more about them than that and know that they are a good team.
What about Hastings High? What impressed you most about this team?
Well, you know, just the fact that they have kids who are good athletes, kids who are smart with the ball. You know, at times there are times that you can maybe pressure them a little bit and get them to make some bad decisions. But and when they play with confidence and play in close games, they do a good job. It's some of those games where maybe it gets, you know, where you can pressure them enough to cause them to make some mistakes to get a little frustrated. But otherwise, they do a good job finishing out games.
Sophia Pankratz and also Libby Knappel, a couple of scores. Bailey Petzold also averaging around 8-9 points per ball game. Those are really the three main horses for Hastings High that you'll have to stop, don't you feel?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, our kids are going to have to work pretty hard at it. We're going to give up a little size on the outside. And, you know, we've got to try and do some things to help, you know, deal with that size situation a little bit. You know, we've got to be smart and know where those scores are. That's the biggest thing is we've got to play smart and understand what our shortcomings are. And you know, just like we've been saying, we've got to just play really, really hard.
You know, play this game down in the 30s and maybe the 40s for you guys to maybe have a chance in this one?
Yeah, if there's a good chance that that's where it could be. That's probably, based on the way that they're probably going to defend us, I'm guessing that's probably, you know, our best shot is to stay down in the 40s. We just don't have enough firepower out there right now to get up into the 50s and 60s very often.
Okay, good luck.
Thanks, Mike.
Tim Marker, head coach for Adams Central. We'll check in with Greg Bays over at Hastings High as our pregame show continues after this.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
And we're back in tonight's pregame show as we get you set for Hastings High at Adams Central tonight. Spent a couple of minutes with Hastings High head coach Greg Mays and coach a loss for you last week against Grand Island Northwest. You come right back on Saturday and beat Gothenburg. That's kind of been the system here as of late.
Yeah, we've had some tough first night competition, but I've been proud of the girls, the way they've come back the next day and competed and really put together a pretty good basketball game against Gothenburg, a big athletic team.
It was a 49-36 win for Hastings High on Saturday night. So after losing to the number one ranked team in Northwest the night before, you guys bounced right back, and that's always good to see.
It is. You worry about a hangover because Northwest got after us pretty good. You know, ran a streak off where they held us scoreless for a while, and, you know, those things can really deject you. The resiliency of the team this year, I think, has been evident. We've done that several times where, you know, we've had to face some of the best teams in Class B, and we've proven we're not quite ready to play them yet, but we've come back the next nights when we've had opportunities to play teams more on our level and gotten after them and got wins.
When you play a team like Grand Island Northwest, you always hope to bring something positive out of there and learn from, I guess, your experience to play the number one ranked team in the state. What'd you learn the other night?
Well, I don't know. When I was younger, my older cousins used to just pick on me like crazy, and, you know, they would use me to distract the mean goose at great grandma's house. And, you know, I guess what I learned from them is I didn't want to do that anymore. So, I mean, to some extent, what we've got to learn is we don't want to be pushed around anymore. And probably physically, we've got to get better in the off season to get ready to face the top teams. You know, we're talking about top five teams in here and in Pius and in Northwest. And we just haven't proved we can go toe to toe with them yet. So, you know, I think it's a little bit of everything. You know, physically, we got to get bigger and stronger. Skill-wise, we got to get better. And then we got to learn to keep our composure. So it's probably multifaceted when you're dealing with those teams.
Saturday night, again, he came back with a win over Gothenburg. Sophia Pankratz came through 19 points in the ballgame for her on Saturday.
Yeah, she can score. She's sacrificed a little of that because she's had to move to the point guard for us this year. But she... she's done a good job of still hunting her points a little bit. And I think, you know, she's a sophomore. She's still kind of learning, okay, how am I going to do that? How do I get the offense started, and then how do I get it back and score? And I think the girls, you know, it was somewhere in about the middle of December. I know where it was. It was in the Holdridge locker room. I said, hey, you know, if we don't run some offense, Sophia never gets the ball back. Do you want that? Because you guys know she can score. And really from that point on, we've been much more disciplined about running through things. And I think it's because they know people's strengths. They know they can score, but they know she can too. And so they want her to get her opportunities.
You got a short turnaround. You play Adams Central here tonight. You've been involved in this ball game with Adams Central the past couple of years. It's always a special game for you. Huh?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, the kids really, really look forward to it. They know there'll be a lot of people in the seats. It's going to be an electric atmosphere. You know, they know things like that are fun to play in. And like we said yesterday, you know, you can't let that tense you up and make you play any different. It should focus you. Hey, I want to show the work I've been doing in front of the most people I can, and tonight's the night. So, you know, I hope we'll do that.
What about Adams Central? What have you seen about the Patriots?
Well, it's tough. This is a tough game. I'm sure it's tough for Coach Marker, too, because it's not like we have a lot of common opponents that you can look at tape and kind of compare. So it's sometimes tough athletically to get a measure on them. And they're playing a lot of girls, and I know they've had some girls in and out with injuries. And so, you know, athletically, it's a tougher read for us than it is sometimes with other teams. You know, skill-wise, they put a good combination on the floor, you know, of post players who rebound and can hit the nice 15-foot jumper. They got a nice mix of guards who can drive it and guards who can shoot it. And then I think they're probably a step up from last year because they've got the Baumgartner girl who really looks like she can do both, you know. And I think she's really taken a big step forward, and they've kind of built some things around her. And you know, I think they're playing pretty good basketball.
Where does your team have the advantage tonight?
Well, I think we can score inside if we run some offense. We feel like we've got some matchups maybe where we'll have some size, where they're a little smaller. Now, you worry about those matchups on the other end. You know, it's give and take. You know, if you're going to score on somebody, you got to guard them too. So we're worried about that a little bit. But we feel like there's some matchups, if we move the ball, that those will present themselves with scoring opportunities. And, you know, we think we're probably a little more battle-tested as far as bumping into some big physical teams. You know, we think our schedule sets up for that. So we kind of hope that we can play and we can rebound that way.
Okay, go ahead.
Thanks.
That is Greg Mays, the head coach for Hastings High. Stick around. We got the starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings High at Adams Central tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Paint on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Stay tuned. The tip-off is straight ahead.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
The following is a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.
Do we want to get right?
Welcome to the jungle, where tonight, two crosstown rivals collide.
But it was probably one of the greatest atmospheres I've ever been in. I mean, the Hastings crowd was phenomenal. Our crowd is great. We got down 20-7, came all the way back, and had it won, and then we lost it. And I expect nothing less than just a phenomenal crowd over there.
Tonight, it's high school basketball action as the Adams Central Patriots take on the Hastings High Tigers.
Kids really like that game. They know the kids out at Adams Central. They like to get together. You know, I think it's a very friendly rivalry, but very fun. And as far as basketball players, they love it. They love a full gym. It should be a great crowd Tuesday night. It's always nice when the game's at our place. People know they're going to fit in there, but it comes close to being full, so they like that.
We take you courtside as we head out to Hastings High Gymnasium. Here's KHS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Again, everybody, welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHS from the jungle at Hastings High. A couple of crosstown rivals got together tonight in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader as Adams Central gets set to take on the Hastings High Tigers. I'm Mike Weller, call the play-by-play for you tonight. Girls game is up first. Hastings High coming in a record of 7 wins, 7 losses on the season. Hastings High playing 2 games last week. They lost to Grand Island Northwest on Friday night, 63-24. Came back to beat Gothenburg on Saturday by the score of 49-35. Patriots, they come in a mark of 6 wins, 11 losses on the season. The Patriots playing 1 game last week. That was to Grand Island Central Catholic, losing to them on Saturday by the score of 41-26. So it's Adams Central and Hastings High here tonight in girls high school basketball. We'll get you the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service. 3 convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. For the Adams Central Patriots tonight, the visiting team, they'll be dressed in their red uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the blue and the white tonight. Brittany Wiseman, a 5'5" junior. Wiseman is averaging 5.6 points per ball game. Josie Bumgardner, a 5'7" junior. Bumgardner averaging 9.8 per ball game. Meredith LeMaster is a 5'8" senior. The master averaging 1.5 points per game. Also starting tonight, Alexis Grimmett, a 5'9" senior. Alexis averaging 7.5 points per game. Finally, Bostock is the other starter for the Patriots, 6 foot and a junior. Bostock is averaging 4.4 points per ball game. Tim Marker, the head coach of Adams Central. For the Hastings High Tigers tonight, they will go this way. It'll be Libby Knapple, a 5'9" sophomore. Knapple is averaging 8.6 points per ball game. Annie Greilish is a 5'10" sophomore, averaging 4.7 per game. Sophia Pankratz is a 5'7" sophomore, averaging 9.6 points per ball game. Bailey Petzl, a 5'8" senior, averaging 8.6 per game. And Elizabeth Franzen, a 5'10" junior. Franzen is averaging 4.9 points per ball game. Greg Mays, the head coach of the Hastings High Tigers. Hastings is going to be dressed in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the orange here tonight. We're going to have a great crowd on hand by the time the boys' ball game gets started at about 7:45 tonight for the spacious jungle here at Hastings High. It'll be Adams Central shooting guard basket to our right here tonight. Bostock will jump things off against Franzen, and Adams Central controls the opening tip. Patriots quickly into the offensive zone. There's a shot inside the free throw line up and in. Josie Bumgardner hits the first shot of the ball game from inside the free throw circle. Adams Central grabs a 2-0 lead over Hastings High. The Tigers will bring the ball back now against the Adams Central pressure. Here's a Pankratz with the ball, dribbles left side of the lane. Comes out here to a Knapple out here in three-point territory, now to the top of the key. That's a Bailey Petzl with the ball. Now over here to the left side of the circle, it's going to be Sophia Pankratz. She had a good ball game the other night against Gothenburg, scoring 19 points on Saturday. One of the leading scorers here for the Tigers. Dribbles the ball to the free throw line. Backs it on out. The pass to the wing is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by the Patriots. Running back the other way. A driving layup is going to be blocked down. Josie Bumgardner had the driving layup, but it was blocked down there by the Tigers. And their personal foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Adams Central. The Bostock is going to be checked. That's going to be Brittany Wiseman hit with a personal foul. That's going to be your first. Here's Hastings High inbounding the ball, and they throw the basketball away. Trying to inbound it here on the far end, and Hastings High turns it away. The Tigers are averaging 14 turnovers per ball game. They force 15 on the other end. 2-0 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead over Hastings High tonight. in girls high school basketball. Here's Wiseman with the ball out here in three-point territory. Holds it. Ball above her head. Now she's going to put it on the floor, trying to drive it. Can't do it. Wiseman at the elbow. Bounce pass down the lane is going to be kicked there, trying to get the ball down low and inside to Carly Bostock. And the ball is kicked there by the Tiger defense. It'll be Adams Central playing things in. Baseline left side just under their own basket here. Just underway. We're about a minute into the ball game. Adams Central has got a lead. 2-0. There's a long-range jumper put up there by Wiseman. No good. And we got a foul call and a rebound. Personal foul is going to go on EC on the rebound. It's going to go on Alexis Grimmett. Grimmett picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number two on the Patriots in the first quarter. It'll be Hastings High inbounding the ball here in backcourt. 2-0. Adams Central has got the lead. As Hastings High will play things in, this is Elizabeth Franzen with the ball in backcourt. She works against Bostock. Franzen gets the ball now into Pankratz's hands. She brings it into the offensive zone. Pankratz down the right side of the lane, comes back out on top. That's Petzl with the ball. Petzl not a Napoli. She holds it. They go inside. That's going to be a Graylish. Kicks it back out to Petzl, trying to drive it. Can't do it. Hands it back out here in the three-point territory. As Hastings High trying to attack this man-to-man defense for Adams Central, and now they lose the ball out of bounds. Libby Knappel losing the ball out of bounds there for Hastings High. That's going to be her second person. That's going to be the second turnover on Hastings High. That'll be Adams Central inbounding the ball here in backcourt. 6 minutes and 30 seconds to play. Adams Central with a 2-0 lead. Girls high school basketball action for you tonight. Here on 1230 KHAS. Here's Brittany Wiseman with the ball. Wiseman goes over on the wing on the left side. That's Bumgardner. She holds it back out here. 25 feet away from the basket is made Carly Bostock. Over to the left side, and Alexis Grimmett. Top of the key, Wiseman has got it. Now off the Bumgardner, shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Down for the rebound as Luce is brought down here. Wiseman with the ball. Wiseman down to Carly Bostock. Free throw line extended right side. Adams Central on the offensive glass here in this first quarter. 2-0, Patriots have the lead. There's a shot in the lane. It's going to be no good there. A shot taken there by Bumgardner. The ball is brought out back into three-point territory. AC has got another offensive board. Here's Wiseman for three. Your shot's going to be up there no good. Another long rebound. It's going to be tapped into the backcourt. Adams Central has it deflected away. Now the scramble is on. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Adams Central ball. The ball touched there by Bailey Petzl of Hastings High. So it'll be AC playing the ball in. 5 minutes and 32 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 2-0 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead. Patriots come back with the ball. Here's Brittany Wiseman. Pulls up at a three-point circle. A shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Bostock tips the ball out and also picks up the personal foul. Carly Bostock picks up the foul. That's going to be her first team foul, number three on the Patriots. It's going to be Hastings High inbounding the ball here in backcourt. 5 minutes and 21 seconds to play. They're in the first quarter. Just one field goal so far by Josie Bumgardner. 2-0. Adams Central has got the lead. Hastings High now with the basketball here in backcourt. That's a Graylish with the ball. Getting away. Dribbles into the offensive zone here for the Tigers. And it throws the basketball away. Graylish throws it to the far sideline. Nobody home there for the Tigers. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be the third turnover on Hastings High here in this first quarter of play. And coming into the ball game now for the Adams Central Patriots is going to be Morgan Bradenkamp coming to the ball game, averaging about a point and one rebound per game. Going out now for the Patriots will be Meredith LeMaster. Here's Wiseman trying to drive it. The ball poked away, picked up there. The basketball is at Bostock. Bostock down to Wiseman. She drives it to the free throw line. The ball poked away. Jump ball is going to be called out here on the near sideline out here in 3 points territory. A jump ball is going to be called. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings High, so the Tigers will play things in. So it's been a struggle so far for these two girls basketball teams. 2-0 is the score. Adams Central has got a 2-point lead here. And we have played about 3 minutes of quarter number one here at the Tiger Gym. Hastings High with the ball. Petzl on the wing on the right side. Dribbles with it. Comes out here into 3 points territory to Annie Graylish. Swings it over to the left side. That's going to be Pankratz down the baseline. Knappel drives up baseline. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. The ball goes out of bounds. And the officials will give the ball to Hastings High. Last touchdown there by the Patriots on the baseline. The last to touch it was Bumgardner down there. Into the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Mackenzie Gangwish. Gangwish comes in, and Brittany Wiseman checks out. 4:35 to play here in the first quarter. 2-0 is the score. Hastings High trying to inbound the ball, and they have it deflected back out of bounds. The Tigers will try it again, this time baseline right side underneath their own basket with 4:34 to play. Tigers trailing by a score of 2-0. Entry pass, they get it in the lane. There's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Graylish. Offensive rebound, foul shot, no good, and a foul is going to be called. Elizabeth Franzen gets the offensive rebound there for Hastings High, but a personal foul is going to be called here on the Adams Central Patriots. Going to the free throw line is going to be Franzen. The foul goes on Morgan Bradenkamp. That's going to be her first. So Franzen to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Franzen is 61% foul shooter on the season. She's now 17 out of 27. The Tigers is a team hitting 62% of their foul shots this year. Here comes the next one. It's up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. So Franzen hits one out of two from the free throw line. It's a 2-1 ball game with 4 minutes and 26 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Long range jumper from the right side. It's going to be no good there by Bumgarner. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Petzl with the rebound. Now the pass will be deflected away. Ball is loose. Hollingham picked up here by Franzen. Now a foul is going to be called. Franzen picks up the loose ball for the Tigers, but reaching in there and picking up the first personal foul is going to be Adams Central. Patriots going to be hit with their 15th foul already here in this first quarter of play. Josie Bumgarner gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her first. Adams Central with 5 team fouls already here in the first quarter. Hastings High with none. Tigers have the ball back. Here comes a Pankratz with the ball. Pankratz out here in the three-point territory to Elizabeth Franzen. Sends it over on the wing. There's an entry pass inside as the Tigers work with it. The shot is up there. It's going to be good, but it won't count. We've got a traveling violation inside. Traveling violation on the Tigers. That's the fourth turnover on Hastings High so far during the basketball game. We played halfway of this first quarter. 2-1 is the score. That's it. A field goal by Bumgarner and a free throw by Elizabeth Franzen. Hastings High dropping back into the man-to-man defense. Adams Central with the ball. They pound it inside. There's a shot from the low baseline right side by Alexis Grimmett. No good, but she's hacked to the arm. And Grimmett will go to the free throw line now for Adams Central. Grimmett is averaging 7.5 points per ball game. She's a 61% foul shooter. Grimmett is 45 out of 73 from the free throw line. Graylich picks up the personal foul for Hastings High. That's going to be her first. And the first free throw up there by Grimmett's going to be no good. She'll get one more. Here comes LeMaster. Back into the ball game now for Adams Central. The second shot up there, it's going to be up and in by Alexis Grimmett. So now it's a 3-1 ball game. The Patriots have the lead. 3 minutes and 44 seconds to play here in the first quarter from the Tiger Gym tonight in girls high school basketball. Bailey Petzl has got the ball, gets it out to Pankratz. Pankratz about 35 feet away from the basket, trying to drive it. She does. Now it's out of the free throw circle, traveling violation. She was kind of knocked off balance there by the Patriot defense. That was Brittany Wiseman right under grill defensively, kind of knocked her off balance, and she's hit with a traveling violation. 5 turnovers on Hastings High during the first quarter. Patriots have a 3-1 lead. AC comes back with the ball. Brittany Wiseman goes over on the wing on the left side. There's a long pass down low, grabbing the ball. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Grimmett. The rebound comes down to Hastings High. That's Graylich with the rebound out to Pankratz. Races down the right side of the floor. Now cuts it for the hole. Her shot is good, but it won't count. We got a foul on the way in there. This is going to be the 16th foul already on the Adams Central Patriots. And we're at the 3 minute and 12 second mark of this first quarter. Brittany Wiseman picks up the foul. That's going to be her second. Wiseman comes out. Here comes Mackenzie Gangwish back into the ball game now for the Patriots. Non-shooting situation. So Hastings High will play things in. They get it to the far right corner. The traveling violation is going to be called. They got the ball inbounded there. I think that was Annie Graylich down in the corner, and she called for the traveling violation. 6 turnovers on Hastings High here in the first quarter. But it's a 3-1 ball game. The Patriots have the lead. As we approach the 3 minute mark, Gangwish goes to the far sideline. Bumgarner, 4-3. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the heel of the iron. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot is up there. No good by Grimmett. Another offensive rebound. Foul shot, no good. Grimmett battles. Now a jump ball is going to be called. And now we're going to have the possession arrow pointing in favor of Adams Central, so the Patriots maintain control here. 2:50 to play here in the first quarter. 3-1 is the score. Adams Central has got a 2-point lead. Patriots will inbound the ball. Underneath their own basket, they come out to Gangwish. Gangwish moves it over there to the top of the key. Working with the ball over there for the Patriots. There's a shot in the way. It's going to be up and in. A field goal is taken there. Give it to Josie Bumgarner, who gets her second field goal of the ball game. Here's a pass going to be deflected, but it's brought down by Hastings High here on the near sideline. Picked up. Driving is going to be Petzl. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. Petzl grabs her own rebound. The ball deflected. Comes back out into three-point territory. Hastings High with the ball. Pankratz has got it. Moves it over on the wing. And the right side bombs away. Shot up there for three is going to be no good. Offensive rebound again. Annie Graylich has got the ball for the Tigers. gets it out to the free throw line. There's a shot taken, no good, but she's fouling the play. That was Knappel taking the shot there for Hastings High. And now she'll go to the free throw line for the Tigers. Mackenzie Ganglish picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Elise Keller is into the ball game now for the Adams Central Patriots. Elise Keller into the ball game, a 5 foot 5 inch freshman. Shot from the free throw line is going to be up and in by Libby Knappel. She'll get one more. 5-2 is the score now. Carly Bostock comes back into the ball game for the Adams Central Patriots. Knappel, a 55% foul shooter in the season. There's the next shot. It's up there. It's going to be too strong. No good. Offensive rebound for the Tigers. They try to move the ball toward the goal. It's going to be saved as the ball was knocked loose. Pankratz has got the ball now for Hastings High. Inside the free throw circle. Sends it down low. A shot is up there. It's going to be up and in. Annie Graylish getting the field goal there and a nice feed from Pankratz. 5-4 is the score. Hastings High back to within a point here with a minute and 46 seconds to play. Here's a Bumgardner for three. Her shot is up there and in. Josie Bumgardner knocks down a tray from the right side. She's got 7 points in the ball game. She's got 7 of the 8 for the Patriots. 8-4 now. Adams Central out on top in quarter number one from the Hastings High gym tonight. There's Franzen with the ball. Franzen comes out here into 3 point territory. Dribbling with it now to a Pankratz out here. Pankratz holds the ball. Adams Central is in a man-to-man defense. Annie Graylish down in the corner behind a Pankratz screen. Graylish has to get rid of it. Now she does to Knappel. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Goes for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to the Patriots. And then falling down with the basketball down there was going to be Josie Bumgardner. Bumgardner came down with the defensive rebound, and it was taking the ball toward the sideline there. Fell down with it, and a traveling violation is called at Adams Central. First turnover for the Patriots here in this first quarter. It'll be Hastings High inbounding the ball, baseline left side underneath their own basket. 1:08 remaining here in the first. 8-4 the score. Hastings High trailing in the ball game. They play it in underneath the basket. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings High ball. Shot was taken there by Libby Knappel of Hastings High. Tigers will inbound from underneath their own basket to the left side. Minute and 5 seconds to play. Tigers are down by a score of 8-4 here in the ball game. Knappel gets the ball over here to the near sideline. A long-range jumper put up there by Jamie Johnson. It's going to be no good. An air ball. It goes out of bounds, and Adams Central will play things in. 58.3 seconds to play here in the first quarter. From the Tiger Gym tonight, girls high school basketball with the boys to follow coming up at 7:45 tonight. Adams Central with a 4-point lead, 8-4. AC with the ball. Bostock's passing the lead. He's going to be intercepted. Second turnover there on the Patriots. Coming back with the basketball is a Pankratz. She drives it to the right side of the lane, trying to take it to the hole, and she can't do it. Comes out to Knappel, back to Pankratz on the wing. Lobs it down low. Annie Graylish, a little 10-footer off of the right baseline. Good. Annie Graylish scores. That's her second field goal. She's got 4 points in the ball game. 8-6 now. Hastings High down by 2 points. Patriots with the ball. Bumgardner now to Keller. Top of the key. Three-pointer put up there. She swishes one home. Elise Keller swishes home a three-pointer from the top of the key. That gives Adams Central their biggest lead of the ball game now at 11-6. 10 seconds to play. Tigers have the ball. Here's Jamie Johnson with it here on the near sideline. Out to Pankratz, getting away from Bumgardner. Dribbles to the free throw line, down the lane. Spins, bounce pass goes down low. The shot is up there. It's no good, but it won't count. It occurred after the shot. Or after the horn sounds, that's the end of the first quarter of play. One quarter in the books tonight in girls high school basketball from the Tiger Gym. The score, it's Adams Central 11, Hastings High 6.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. At the Tiger Gym tonight, 11-6 is the score. Hastings High trailing Adams Central. Tigers have the ball to begin the second quarter of play, shooting to our basket to our left in their white and orange uniforms here tonight. There's a feed to the elbow, and a jump ball is going to be called. Andy Graylish grabs it right at the elbow, right side of the lane, as he is wrestled down to the hardwood, and a jump ball is going to be called. That's going to be a turnover on Hastings High as the possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Patriots. So here comes AC with a five-point lead, 11-6. Down in the right corner, Adams Central is going to be Grimmett. They get the ball to Bumgarner. Her pass into the lane is going to be intercepted. Third turnover on the Patriots. Here comes Pankratz with the ball. Pankratz gets it over on the wing. On the right side to Petzold. Cross-court pass comes over here to the near side. A shot's going to be taken. It's going to be no good there by the Tigers. That's going to be Maddie Stokes who's into the ball game. They got a jump ball and a rebound. It's going to go to Hastings High. So, held ball there, a jump ball. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Tigers. So Hastings High will play things in. They're trailing in the ball game by the score of 11-6. Here's a pass in to Andy Graylish, and a shot is up and in. Off of the inbound, right in the lane. Andy Graylish gets her third field goal of the ball game. She's got 6 points. Adams Central comes back the other way. Here's Wiseman with the ball at the top of the key. Bounce pass goes over on the wing. On the left side, that's Keller with the ball. Elise Keller down in the corner to Bostock. Back outside to Wiseman for three. Your shot's going to be off the mark. No good. The ball tapped around. Picked up by Hastings High. Back the other way comes a Pankratz. Stops and pops from 15. Shot is up there. Too strong. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose on the baseline. Ripped out of there by Hastings High. And another jump ball is going to be called. This time the possession is playing in favor of the Patriots, so AC will come back with the basketball. Petzl had her in her hands, but she was tied up. And Adams Central will get it on the alternating jump. 6 minutes and 51 seconds to play here in the first half from the Tiger Gym. Girls High School basketball tonight. Going to have a good crowd on hand by the time the boys game gets started at 7:45 tonight. Things are filling up rapidly here at the Tiger Gym. There's a pass into the offensive zone for the Patriots, and a foul is going to be called here on Hastings High at the 6:47 mark. It's going to go on Petzl. That's going to be your first team foul number two on the Tigers. Adams Central has got 17 fouls here in the first half. AC with a ball. Adams Central has got it. Here's Brittany Wiseman open for three. Takes a shot, and it's up there and in. It rattles down through the hole. Brittany Wiseman scores from the near sideline. And the Patriots are out on top now by a score of 14-8 over the Hastings High Tigers. Hastings with the ball. Here's an entry pass. It's going to be deflected again. It is loose. It is picked up here by Wiseman on the baseline. Turnover number 8 on Hastings here in this first half of play. Adams Central coming back with the ball. Bumgarner, waist-high dribble. She brings it into the offensive zone here for AC. Carly Bostock now over to Mackenzie Gangwish here in the right wing. She has her pocket picked. The scramble is on. Ball is loose. Gangwish picks up the ball. And now we got a timeout called here from Tim Barker. Ball was knocked loose. Mackenzie Gangrish got control of it down here in the corner. And then Tim Barker calls the timeout to save the possession. 6 minutes and 3 seconds to play here in the second quarter from Hastings High. We'll take a break, brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this.
We're Shelter Insurance. We view life insurance a little differently.
We think the most thoughtful gift you can give your family doesn't come with a bow.
We know that a life should be measured by more than just dollars and cents.
And we know you'll love the peace of mind life insurance gives you.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High 14-8 to score. Adams Central is out on top in girls high school basketball tonight. Patriots are the ball. Brittany Wiseman dribbles to the wing on the left side. Hastings High still in a man-to-man defense. Wiseman in trouble. Now throws it to the near side. It's going to be over the head of Gangwish out of bounds. So Wiseman was in trouble and threw it to the near sideline, way over the head of Gangwish out of bounds. That's going to be turnover number 4 on Adams Central. So now Hastings High can slice into the lead right here. It's 14-8 right now. The Patriots out on top of the Tigers. Petzl with the ball. There's a bounce pass to the elbow. It's going to be knocked loose. It'll be picked up by Adams Central. The ninth turnover on Hastings High here in the ball game. Patriots come back with the ball. Bumgarner, free throw line extended right side, has got it. Lobs it inside now. There's a shot taken by Grimmett. It's going to be up there and in, and she's fouled into play. Alexis Grimmett scores on the right block. She scores for the Patriots off of the window. And she is fouled on the play here. Now it's going to be Grimmett going to the free throw line. Trying to make this a three-point play. The personal foul went on the Petzl. Grimmett, she is one for two on free throws. Now she's 2 for 3 on free throws tonight. She's got 4 points. And Adams Central is out on top by a score of 17-8. With 5 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in the second quarter from the Tiger Gym. Here's Hastings High coming back with the ball. Pankratz has got it. Pankratz moves it over in the wing. Now back out to Sophia out here in three-point territory, trying to drive it against Gangwish. Takes it to the free-throw line. Two-handed pass comes over here to Libby Knapple. Now inside, they get it to Elizabeth Franzen. She loses control of the ball. Franzen picks it up, back up out in three-point territory. On the right side, Hastings High has got the ball as they move it down on the baseline. There's a shot up there. It's going to be no good there by Petzl. Now we got a rebounding foul called here on Hastings High. A rebounding foul called on Hastings High. It's going to go on Knapple. Libby Knapple picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number 4 on the Tigers, 17-8. 4 minutes and 55 seconds to play here in the second quarter from the Tiger Gym. Adams Central has got the lead. Wiseman, bounce pass comes to Bumgarter. Holds it above her head, then goes over to Gangwish on the wing on the left side. There's Wiseman, top of the key. Drives it down the right side of the lane to the goal. The shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. A jump ball is going to be called. Wiseman took it right to the hole, and a jump ball is going to be called as she took it to the hole there. There's going to be Hastings High ball on the alternating jump. So it'll be the Tigers coming back the other direction. Tim Barker making some substitutions here at the 4:39 mark of the second quarter. The Patriots are out on top by a score of 17-8. Adams Central's outscored Hastings High so far 6-2 here in this second quarter. And again, we've got problems with the ball. Hastings High finally gets it under control and gets it out here into three-point territory. As they work with it, that's going to be Elizabeth Franzen. Franzen gets it back into the hands of Pankratz, who brings it out in three-point territory. Pankratz moves it over in the wing. It goes off with the fingertips of Knapple out of bounds. Turnover number 10 on Hastings High. It's going to be Adams Central basketball as they play things in front of the Patriot bench. 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play. Here in quarter number 2, Patriots led 11-6 after the first quarter. It's now 17-8 in favor of the Patriots. Adams Central with the ball. Wiseman goes inside the free throw circle of Bostock. Back outside. Here's a three-pointer put up there. It is around the rim. Falls off no good by Braden Camp, and the rebound comes down to Hastings High. Pankratz has got the ball. Pankratz on the dribble. Works it against Wiseman, takes it down the right side of the lane. Her shot's going to be up there, no good. Ball is saved from going out of bounds, and a nice save there by the Tigers. They knock it off of Braden Camp down there. Was Annie Graylish with a save, knocks it right off of the leg of Braden Camp out of bounds. So Hastings High will play things in. Baseline right side, they get it in. Here's a long-range jumper. It's going to be way off of the mark, no good. And the rebound comes down here to the Adams Central Patriots. That was Jamie Johnson, I think, was the shooter there for Hastings High. Here come the Adams Central Patriots back the other way. There's going to be Elise Keller with the ball. Bounce pass goes over on the wing on the left side to Brittany Wiseman. Dribbles once, sends it inside, grabbing the ball. Bostock, her shot is up there and in. Carly Bostock scores there for the Adams Central Patriots, and it's now a 19-8 ball game. Adams Central surprising the Tigers here tonight. Pankratz down the right side of the lane, stops, gets it out here in the three-point territory. Out of the near sideline, down in the corners. The Patriots stay with this tough man-to-man defense. Graylish from the elbow. A shot's off of the mark. No good. Offensive rebound working in the lane. A shot is up there and in. A shot taken up there by Libby Knapple, I think, got the field goal for the Hastings High Tigers in the lane there. That's going to be the case. Hastings High has the worst numbers that we can see from a distance here. I'll put them on the worst number category. 3 minutes and 1 second to play. We've got a timeout brought to you by Cozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. We'll be back after this.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
1230 KHAS.
All right, 3 minutes to go, and now Adams Central loses the ball out of bounds as they come into the offensive zone. That was Brittany Wiseman losing the ball out of bounds right in front of the Hastings High Tiger bench. So now it's a 9-point lead for Adams Central. It's 19-10. The Hastings High Tigers will have it on the turnover. Here's Pankratz with the ball, pulls up at the elbow, now sends it over to the far side. That's Knappel twisting and turning down on the baseline. A shot no good. The ball tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings High ball. The Tigers will play it in, baseline right side underneath their own basket. Inbounding the ball down there. The Tigers will get things in. Knappel will have a deflect right back out of bounds. Now we got a personal foul called here on Adams Central. So Hastings High trying to inbound the ball. Riley Bostock picks up the personal foul for the Patriots. That's going to be her second. Going to the free throw line will be Annie Grealish for Hastings High. She's got 3 field goals and 6 points so far tonight. Grealish, a 57% foul shooter on the season for the Hastings High Tigers. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose, and Keller picks it up. So she misses on the front end of the 1-1. Adams Central gets the rebound. Keller gets into the forecourt now to Wiseman. She dribbles the ball in the lane. Bounce pass over here. Here's Keller. Shot's good, and she's fouled from three-point territory. Keller knocks down a three-pointer from right in front of the Tiger bench, and she is fouled in the play. She'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a 4-point play for Adams Central. At the 220 mark, personal foul is going to be called on Jamie Johnson of Hastings High. Grealish at the free throw, Keller at the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in, so a 4-point play here. And that makes the score 23-10 in favor of Adams Central in girls high school basketball action here tonight. Pankratz with the ball, moves it over to Knappel on the far sideline. There's an entry pass inside. They kick it back out. Johnson, top of the key, a 3-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose in the lane, picked up by the Tigers. Back here on the wing, a shot's going to be taken. It's going to be no good. Long rebound comes out to Adams Central. Patriots come back the other way. Bumgardner drives the ball. The hole, her shot no good, and we got a foul call on the rebound. Bumgardner had a driving layup that would not go, and a personal foul is going to be called here. Looks like Bumgardner is going to be hit with a personal foul. Josie Bumgardner gets it with her second personal foul. But check that. That's going to go on Hastings High. It's going to go on the Tigers. That's going to send Adams Central's Josie Bumgardner to the free throw line. Pankratz picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her first. Shot from the free throw line is going to be up there and in by Bumgardner. Bumgardner has got 8 points in the ball game now for Adams Central. And in the ball game for the Patriots will be Meredith LeMaster. LeMaster comes in. Looks like Grimace coming to the bench. Next shot is going to be up there and in by Josie Bumgardner. Adams Central has got a 25-10 lead here over Hastings High. Shot from Johnson from the corner. No good. And he got a foul call on the rebound. Elizabeth Franson came down with a rebound for the Tigers, and she was immediately fouled into play after Johnson misses the 3 from deep in the left corner. The foul is going to go on Meredith LeMaster. That's going to be her first foul. Adams Central now with 9 team fouls here in the first half of play. Franson to the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. Franson is now 2 out of 3 on free throws tonight. She's a 61% foul shooter on the season. 2 points here in the ball game. She's got one more. Shot is up there. That one rims off. No good. Rebound offensively. Jump ball is going to be called. Grelly's got the rebound there for Hastings High. She was immediately tied up in the play by LeMaster. And it's going to be Adams Central inbounding the ball here in backcourt. 1:44 to play in the second quarter. 25-11. Adams Central is out on top of the Hastings High Tigers here tonight. Girls High School play. Wiseman has got the ball. Two-handed pass. Goes down into baseline. AC working with the ball against this man-to-man defense. Here's Bumgardner with the ball. Bumgardner drives it toward the hole. The ball is going to be knocked out of her hands out of bounds. AC will play things in. Baseline right side. Underneath their own basket. 1:26 to play. Adams Central 25. Hastings High 11 in girls high school basketball. They get it to LeMaster. She loses control of the ball, but it was swatted out of her hands. And AC will play it in on the far sideline as the ball goes trickling over the sideline. Into the ball game now will be penciled for Hastings High. And coming out is going to be Annie Grealish. Tigers have scored just 5 points so far here in the second quarter of play. Adams Central has got a 25-14 lead. Patriots driving the ball toward the goal. A shot up there by Bumgardner. No good. Ball is loose and Keller picks it up. Elise Keller brings it out here in 3-point territory on the dribble. Now lobs the ball inside. That's going to be deflected away. Trying to get the ball inside there to Alexis Grimmett. The ball was denied there by the Hastings High Tiger defense. It's going to be Adams Central inbounding the ball, baseline right side, underneath their own basket with 1:11 to play. There's LeMaster deep in the corner, dribbles once, goes to her right, bounce pass out here to Keller, and she has it knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. Elise Keller had it, and then Wassa Johnson got her hands on it there for Hastings High. So again, the Patriots will play things in off of the far sideline. 1:06 to play, Adams Central 25, Hastings High 11 in girls high school basketball action here tonight. Here's Wiseman with the ball. Down to Bumgardner, 4-3, right down through the hole. Josie Bumgardner knocks down a tray from the right side of the lane. She has got 12 points in the ball game here for the Patriots, and it's now a 28-11 ball game in favor of AC. And now the ball is going to be deflected out of bounds here as Hastings High trying to take it down to the right corner. Here comes Mackenzie Gangwish back in the ball game. Wiseman's going to check out here for AC. 45 seconds to play, 28-11. There's a pass inside. It's going to be up there no good as he goes up for the shot, and a foul is going to be called. That was Knapple again who got the inbounds pass, and she was fouled just to the left of the basket. So now Knapple goes to the free throw line. Personal foul is whistled here on Alexis Grimmett. That's going to be her second foul. Knapple to the line. She's got 3 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. She's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Knapple had 6 points against Grand Island Northwest the other night. Scored 10 in the ball game against Gothenburg on Saturday. Her shot's up there and in. She's now got 5 points here in this one. 28-13 is the score. Hastings High down by 15 points here in the second quarter. AC with the ball. Gets it in the offensive zone here. Braden Camp gets the ball to the elbow. His shot is taken there. It's going to be no good. We got a whistle. A foul is going to be called here on the rebound. Libby Knapple picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your second. That's going to send Alexis Grimmett to the free throw line here for the Patriots. Grimmett's got 4 points in the ball game. She's 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Down to the scorer's table, Maddie Stokes going to come into the ball game now for Hastings High, replacing Knapple. So Stokes is into the ball game for the Tigers with 33.8 seconds to play. Shot from the free throw line up there. It's going to be no good by Grimmett. And the rebound comes down here to the Tigers running back the other way. 28-13, Hastings High trailing here in the ball game. Pankratz has got the ball in three-point territory. Going to drive it down the lane. Pankratz running one-hander down the lane. Her shot no good. Rebound Franzen. Follow shot no good, but she's fouled in the play. That one just bounces down there. And Franzen will now go to the free throw line here for the Hastings High Tigers. So Franzen will go to the line. She's 2 out of 4 from the stripe so far. Braden Camp picks up the foul for Adams Central. That's going to be her second. Shot from the free throw line by Franzen is going to be no good. She'll get one more. In the ball game now is going to be Sarah Brown. Sarah Brown checks in for the Patriots. Grimmett will come out. 19.1 seconds to play. Here's the next shot. It's up there, and the shot is good. So Franzen, it's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. It makes the score 28-14. The Patriots have the lead. Adams Central has got the ball here. 14 seconds to play as they come into the offensive zone. They go over on the left side of the wing to a Braden Camp. She loses control of the ball. Braden Camp gets it under control out to Keller. Her three-pointer is put up there. It's going to be no good. And now it's going to be Hastings High ball with 2.4 seconds to play. Keller throws up the air ball from just to the left side of the circle. Hastings High will play it in here in backcourt with 2.4 seconds to play. Johnson has got it, and Johnson is hit for a traveling violation with 1 second to play. Jamie Johnson is hit with a traveling violation here in backcourt, so that means Adams Central will inbound the ball right in front of the Hastings High bench on their offensive end. Adams Central playing things in. They get it to Gangwisher. Shot for three is up there. Is off of the mark. No good. And that is the end of the first half of play tonight here at the Jungle at Hastings High. Kind of an impressive show by the Adams Central Patriots, a team that's been struggling all season long offensively. Adams Central with 28 points on the board here at halftime. And the Patriots are out on top of the Hastings High Tigers by a score of 28-14. We'll come back and check some of the numbers at halftime as we continue on 1230 KHIS.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
I was in the hospital as a small child, probably about 10 years old. And I remember one particular nurse named Miss Lemon. She just took such good care of me. It really molded my idea of what a nurse should be, and that's what I wanted to do. I've spent about 44 years at Mary Lanning. I love the change, I love the challenge, I love the career itself. Since I've been ill, I've used almost every department of the hospital. It has really enhanced my feeling of wanting to do more for people because more has been done for me. I have so much support from so many people here in the hospital. That really has been an inspiration to me. I'm Dorothy Streff, Clinical Manager of Home Care and Hospice.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. When you need power, think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to fit your need. When you need irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters located in Hastings. We're at halftime girls high school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Adams Central has got the lead over the Hastings High Tigers. The score is 28-14 here at halftime. Adams Central led 11-6 at the end of the first quarter. Patriots got out to their first 10-point lead at 19-8 early in the second quarter of play, led by as many as 17 at 28-11. It's now 28-14. The Patriots are out on top of Hastings High here tonight. Scoring in the first half of play, Josie Baumgartner is leading the way for the Patriots. She has got 5 field goals, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Baumgartner has got 12 points here in the ball game. Alexis Grimmett, she has got a field goal, and she is 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. She's got 4 points. Brittany Wiseman has knocked down a 3-pointer in the first half. She's got 3. And Carly Bostock has got a field goal and 2 points. Adams Central is 4 out of 6 from the free throw line in the first half, unofficially 6 turnovers in the basketball game. Turnovers have been a killer for Hastings High. Tigers have turned the ball over 10 times so far in the first two quarters. They're being led by Annie Grelish. She has got 6 points in the ball game. She's got 3 field goals, and she is 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. Libby Knappel, she has got a field goal, and she is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. She's got 5 points. Elizabeth Franzen, she is 3 out of 6 from the free throw line. She's got 3 points. So the Tigers are 6 out of 11 from the charity stripe in the first half of play. But the Tigers are trailing here at halftime to the Adams Central Patriots in girls high school basketball by the score of 28-14. You're listening to girls high school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHIS. We've got more at halftime as we continue on 1230 KHIS.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features 20% off selected Under Armour, plus the personal service of Steve Baranol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, Division of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. At halftime in girls high school basketball tonight, 28-14 is the score. The Adams Central Patriots out on top of Hastings High tonight. There's a conference basketball going on tonight around the state. The Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament is getting cranked up. The Adams Central, or the St. Cecilia Bluehawks playing in that one. The Hawkettes are playing Lincoln Christian on the girls' side. That ball game is underway at the Chapman Gym. The other quarterfinal games, Aquinas is playing Concordia tonight. SCOTUS up against Newland. Grand Island Central Catholic at Lincoln Lutheran. Winners will play in the semifinals on Thursday down at Lincoln Christian High School. And the championship game will be played on Saturday. In the boys' quarterfinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament tonight, Aquinas will play Hastings St. Cecilia beginning at 7:30 tonight. Other quarterfinal games will have Lincoln Christian up against Wahoo Newman, Grand Island Central Catholic against Bergen. That's going to be Boys Town taking on Columbus SCOTUS tonight. Semifinals will be played on Friday night down at Lincoln Christian with the championship games on Saturday. The Adams Central Patriots will be involved in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament next week. Adams Central's girls basketball teams will play in the Bunny Bracket game on Monday. They'll take on Arcadia Loop City at the Patriot Gym beginning at 7. The winner will face the top seed, Connie Catholic, on Tuesday. The other Bunny Bracket games in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament on Monday will have Wood River playing at Gibbon. The winner will get Ravenna on Tuesday. The other games on Tuesday, St. Paul will play Donovan Trumbull and Centura will play Ord. The semifinals will be played on Thursday in Ord for the championship game and the consolation game on Saturday, that on the girls' side of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. On the boys' side of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament, the Bunny Bracket games on Monday will have Kearney Catholic playing Centura and also Wood River against St. Paul. The Kearney Catholic Centura winner will play Ravenna in the quarterfinals on Tuesday. And the winner of the Wood River St. Paul game will move on to play Donovan Trumbull on Tuesday night in the quarterfinals. The Adams Central boys basketball team, they will be on the road next Tuesday as they will play at Ord. Adams Central is actually the number 6 seed in the conference tournament. And the other game in the boys tournament on the quarterfinal round, you've got Arcadia Loop City playing Gibbon. The semifinals on the boys side of things going to be played on Friday night with the championship games and the consolation games on Saturday in Ord. So the St. Cecilia boys and girls basketball teams playing in the Centennial Conference tournaments this week. And the Adams Central boys and girls will play in the Lou Platt Conference tournaments beginning next week. Adams Central has got the lead here at halftime over the Hastings High Tigers in girls high school play. Josie Bumgarner leading the way for Adams Central so far. She's got 12 points in the ballgame. Annie Grelish has countered with 9 for the Hastings High Tigers. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, Pankratz throws up a shot for Hastings High on the opening possession. It was no good, and now the Patriots have the ball to begin this third quarter of play. 28-14, Adams Central lead in girls high school basketball. Patriots shooting to our basket to our right. There's Bumgarner, bombs away from the right sideline from 3. It's going to be no good. Ball goes out of bounds. It was last touched here by the Tigers. Penciled was the last to touch it, so it's going to be Hastings High staying here on defense. Adams Central inbound the ball down here in the corner on the near sideline as they get things in now. That's going to be Brittany Wiseman with the ball. Now to Bostock, now to Wiseman. Back to Bostock again, top of the key. Hastings High in a man-to-man defense. Bostock comes over here. Brittany Wiseman here on the near sideline, dribbling inside. Ball deflected away. Wiseman picks it back up. Back out here. That's going to be Bumgarner. Dribbles inside a 15-footer. She banks one home. Josie Bumgarner scores again. She's got 14 points in the ball game. And Adams Central is out to a 16-point lead here in the second half with 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. It is 30-14 in favor of the Patriots. Here comes Hastings High back with the ball. Petzold free throw line extended right side behind the screen. Moves it over on the far sideline. Adams Central stays with his man-to-man defense. Hastings High attacking out there. The Tigers throw the ball inside. It's going to be tipped and it's going to be intercepted. Bostock gets the interception. That's the 11th turnover on Hastings High as they try to force the ball into paint. Adams Central comes back with the ball with a 16-point lead. Entry pass to get it inside. That's LeMaster having problems with it. Comes rolling out. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be a Hastings High ball. Went right through the legs of Carly Bostock. And Hastings High will play things in here in backcourt. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're at the Tiger Gym at Hastings High, where the Tigers are trailing Adams Central by a score of 30-14 as these two crosstown rivals get together. Knapple drives the ball in the paint. Bounce pass goes down on the baseline. A shot's taken there by Pankratz. No good. Rebound comes down here to LeMaster. LeMaster has got the ball for Adams Central as they run her back the other way. Here comes Brittany Wiseman with the ball behind the screen from Carly Bostock. Now they give the ball to Bostock. Lobs it inside. The ball is be a little bit too far. It's loose on the baseline. It's going to be taken down by Hastings High. Trying to get the ball inside there to Alexis Grimmett. It was thrown a little bit too far. A loose ball, and Hastings High comes down with the basketball. Driving to the hole, a foul is going to be called. That's going to send the Tigers to the free throw line. Libby Knapple will go to the line here for Hastings High. She'll shoot two shots. 5:50 to play in the third quarter. Alexis Grimmett picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. So here's Knapple at the free throw line. She is 3 out of 4 from the line so far tonight. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Shot is up there. It's up and in. So Libby Knapple nails the free throw. Here comes Elise Keller into the ball game now. And coming out is going to be Alexis Grimmett. So Grimmett will check out with 3 fouls. Elise Keller into the ball game now for the Patriots at the 5:50 mark of the third quarter. 30-15. Adams Central has got the lead. And here comes Libby Knapple again at the free throw line. Dribbles, throws it up there. The shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Bostock. Probably Bostock has got the rebound out of Brittany Wiseman. Here come the Patriots leading by 15 points. 30-15. Elise Keller with the ball. Dribbles to the left. Fires up a shot from 12. It's going to be no good. Rebound tapped down and is picked up here by Bumgarner. Bumgarner moves it over to Brittany Wiseman. Free throw line extended right side. And now we've got a whistle. We've got a foul called here. A personal is going to be whistled on the Adams Central Patriots. AC is hit with a personal foul here with a 5:30 mark showing in quarter number 3. It's going to go on Bumgarner. Bumgarner picks up her second personal foul. It's actually going to be a turnover on Hastings, or rather on Adams Central. It's going to be their 8th of the ball game, 30-15. And here's another turnover on Hastings High as they try to go to the far sideline and threw it out of bounds. And the Nichols seats, that's 12 turnovers on Hastings High here in the ball game. Adams Central has got 8. Patriots have built a 30-15 lead over Hastings High in girls high school basketball. Bumgarner, high right side, holding the ball. Rainbow pass comes out here to Wiseman. Wiseman gets it over here on the left side to LeMaster. Back to Wiseman as she dribbles the ball in the paint. Her shot is up there and in. Brittany Wiseman scores. She's got 5 points in the ball game, and Hastings High is trailing now by a score of 30-15. And here's a personal foul called on Hastings. An elbowing foul here as they try to set up the offense. At the 5:01 mark, it's going to go here on Hastings High's Sophia Pankratz. That's going to be her second. Pankratz picks up the foul. That's going to be her second. First team foul on Hastings High. Here in the second half, 32-15. The Patriots dominating here in girls high school basketball. Bumgarner has got it out here just inside the ring. Her shot is up there and in. Just inside the three-point arc from the right side of the lane. She has now got 16 points in the ball game here for the Adams Central Patriots. Now 34-15, Adams Central has got the lead. Driving the ball toward the hole, a foul is going to be called here as Pankratz is knocked down on the play. Took it right to the hole down the lane. And now Sophia Pankratz will go to the free throw line here for Hastings High with 4:34 to play. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Bostock. That's going to be her third. So Pankratz goes to the line. She has not scored so far tonight. But the Hastings High Tigers, averaging 9.6 in the season. Their shot is up there. It's going to be up there and in. Pancratz had 19 points the other night in that ball game against Gothenburg. Morgan Bradenkamp comes into the ball game now for Tim Marker and the Patriots. Coming out will be Carly Bostock. 34-16. Adams Central will lead. Here's the next shot. It's up there and in by Pancratz. That's her first 2 points of the ball game. And now the Patriots have doubled the score on Hastings High. 34-17. 4.5 to play as AC comes back to their offensive zone. There's the ball. It's going to be knocked loose. The scramble is on out here in 3-point territory. 2-3-4 players to the deck. Jump ball called. Arrow pointing in favor of AC, so we'll maintain control right here. Sarah Brown comes into the ball game now for the Adams Central Patriots. Sarah Brown coming in. On the near sideline is going to be Baumgartner. She inbounds the ball. Driving the ball into the hole now is going to be Wiseman, and she can be fouled into play. Pancratz picks up the personal foul for Hastings High. That's going to be her third. That's not good news for the Tigers. Pancratz really what makes this offense work. The third foul on her here in the third quarter of play. Adams Central has got the ball and the lead. Out here is going to be Wiseman, moves over to the far side. That's going to be a long-range jumper by Baumgartner. Is up there, rattles out, no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot up there, no good. Another offensive rebound, follow shot is up and in. Sarah Brown gets the second offensive rebound and the follow shot. That's her first field goal. It's now 36-17. The Patriots have the lead here over Hastings High. There's a long-range three put up there. It's going to be no good by Pancratz. Rebound comes down here to Hastings High. That's going to be Annie Grealish with the ball back out to Pancratz out here as she dribbles with it just to the right side of the circle as she works against Wiseman. Now dribbles the ball to the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good, but it's not going to count. Tim Barker. See, we're going to have a five-second violation called there. Five-second violation called on Pancratz as she was going to take the ball to the hole. And now head coach Greg Mays of Hastings High wants to call a timeout. The Tigers really struggling offensively here tonight. This timeout is brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Scott and the crew assist you for all of your pharmaceutical needs. Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. You can call 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Bell, high school basketball tonight here at 1230 KHAS. Got the boys game coming up next. That one should be a dandy between Hastings, Adams Central, and Hastings High here tonight. Two crosstown rivals getting together. And boys and girls high school basketball action tonight here from the jungle. Large crowd on hand, and so far the Adams Central Patriots dominating in the girls ball game here tonight. 36-17 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead. And now the Patriots come back with the ball here. As they take it to the right sideline, it's going to be Wiseman with it. She dribbles down in the corner. Wiseman back out of the wing. That's Keller. Dribbles to the elbow. Her shot is up there and in. Elise Keller scores again. She's got 9 points in the ball game now for the Adams Central Patriots. And just like that, it's a 38-17 ball game, a 21-point lead for Adams Central. Here's a long-range jumper. It's going to be put up there. No good by Graylish. Battle for the rebound. Pencil grabs it. Her shot is up and in. Bailey Pencil grabbing the ball there for Hastings High, and she scores in the lane. That makes it a 38-19 ball game. Adams Central the lead and the basketball. Coming back with the ball is going to be Keller. Now head coach Tim Marker wants to call a timeout as Elise Keller was bringing the ball to the 10-second line. Another timeout is called, brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings at 405 East 14th Street. Call 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers.
Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings St. Cecilia girls basketball team has won tonight in the quarterfinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. St. Cecilia beating Lincoln Christian tonight by a score of 41-28. So the Hawkettes will move on to play the winner of the game between Aquinas and Concordia on Thursday night at 6. Down at Lincoln Christian High School, that's a game you'll be able to hear on Thursday night here on 1230 KHIS, beginning with a pregame show at 5:45, semifinals of the Centennial Conference Tournament. Thursday, St. Cecilia against either Aquinas or Concordia. 38-19 the score. Adams Central is running away from the Hastings High Tigers here tonight. Under 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Here's Keller with the ball. Elise Keller drives the ball toward the goal. The shot is up there. It's going to be good. Elise Keller looks good here tonight. She's got 11 points in the ball game for the Patriots. Bumgarner is leading the way. She has got 16. It's now 40-19. There's a shot that's going to take him. No good, but a foul is going to be called here. A foul here going Adams Central. We're going to have some free throws coming up here for Hastings High. 40-19 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead with 2 minutes and 33 seconds to play. The personal foul is going to be whistled here on LeMaster. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 4 on Adams Central here in this second half of play. The first free throw is going to be up there and good. We'll have one more shot here. That makes it a 40-20 ball game now. Patriots leading by 20 points here in this one. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Adams Central. So Adams Central has got the lead and the basketball here in a 40-20 basketball game. AC working with the ball. That's Keller. Keller moves it over here. Here's a long-range jumper put up there and in. Bradenkamp. Bradenkamp scores. It's now a 42-20 ball game. Adams Central leading by 12 points. There's a feed inside. The shot's going to be up there. No good, and a foul's going to be called. They got the ball inside there to Franzen, and she's fouled into play. LeMaster picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. Franzen to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's up and in. Franzen is now 4 out of 7 on free throws. She'll get one more. Bumgarner comes back into the ball game now for Adams Central. Coming to the bench is going to be Meredith LeMaster. Here comes the next shot by Franzen up there and in. 42-22. 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter from the Tiger Gym tonight in girls high school basketball. Here's Bumgarner with the ball. Bumgarner dribbling here in backcourt against the Pankratz. Picks up the dribble. Now she's in trouble. And now a 10-second violation is called. A 10-second violation called here on the Adams Central Patriots. Unable to get the ball across the big court stripe here. So a turnover on AC. That's going to be their ninth turnover of the ball game. It's going to be Hastings High inbounding the ball here in their offensive zone, trailing by 20 points, under 2 minutes to play now in the third quarter. They send the ball over to the far sideline. Bounce pass comes inside. A shot is up there at the end, and she's fouled in the play. That's Annie Grelish. Grelish got it on the low block on the left side, took it to the hole, and she scores, and she's pushed from behind. Grelish will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Annie Grelish now with 8 points in the ball game. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Sarah Brown of Adams Central, and a shot from the free throw line is going to be up there and in. So Grelish gets the field goal. It's now a 42-25 ball game. Adams Central will lead with a minute 38 seconds to play. Here's a Keller with the ball. Dribbles inside the lane. Kicks it back out. Shot for three is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down. That's going to be Brittany Wiseman. It wanted to pop out of there, but Wiseman hits the three. That's her second three-pointer of the ball game. She's got 8 points now for Adams Central. Hastings High trailing 45-25. Tigers come back into their offensive zone. Entry pass deflected away. It's brought down here by Hastings High. That's going to be Elise Keller with a rebound. Turnover number 14 on the Tigers. On the right sideline, there's a shot up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot by Brown. No good. And she's fouled in a play. Sarah Brown will go to the free throw line here for Adams Central. A minute and 4 seconds to play here in this one. We're in the third quarter. Annie Grelish picks up the foul for Hastings High. That's going to be her second. Wiseman comes out. Here comes Mackenzie Gangwish back into the ballgame. Non-shooting situation here. That's going to be team foul number 3 on Hastings High. So the Patriots will inbound the ball. Gangwish out here in three-point territory. Comes across the top, now to Keller. Elise Keller with it. Dribbles to the elbow, right side. Puts up a shot. It's going to be too strong, no good. Rebound comes down here to the Tigers. Petzl with the ball. Bailey Petzl runs her back the other way to Pankratz. He drives the ball now against the Gangwish. Stops at the elbow. Comes out here to Petzl for three. Shot is up there and in. Bailey Petzl knocks down a three-pointer for the Tigers. She's got 5 points in the ballgame. 45-28 with 38 seconds to play here in the third. The Patriots have the ball to the near sideline. Bradenkamp nearly loses the ball out of bounds. Now to Keller. Elise Keller down in the corner. They leave her open, but they pass up the shot back outside. Now to Elise again down on the baseline. Shot's in and out. No good. Rebound is loose. Franzen giving chase. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Adams Central ball. Adams Central playing things in here. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. That's going to be Josie Bumgardner. Inbound the ball for the Patriots. Bumgardner looking, looking, looking. Finally comes out on top to Gangwish. The ball deflected away. Picked up here by Elise Keller. 19 to play here in the third quarter. There's Bumgardner with the ball on the right sideline. Back outside. Gangwish for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down here to Hastings High. Running back the other way. 2-on-3 break. That's going to be Pankratz taking the ball to the baseline underneath the basket. She's trapped in her there now, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on the Adams Central Patriots. It's going to go Bumgardner picks up the foul. That's going to be her third. Team foul number 7 of the Patriots. So Pankratz will go to the free throw line now for the Hastings High Tigers. Pankratz has got 2 points in the ballgame thus far on a couple of free throws. 45-28. Hastings High trailing in this ballgame in girls high school basketball tonight. Boys game is coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Got both head coaches standing by between games. Lance Creech for the Hastings High Tigers. Zach Foster for Adams Central. Shot from the free throw line up there and in. Pankratz has went nearly three quarters now without hitting a field goal. So you got three free throws to her credit for only points in the ballgame. 45-29, Hastings trailing in the ballgame. Tigers will have another free throw here. Pankratz, her shot is up there and in. So a couple of free throws by Sophia Pankratz, and it's 45-30. Patriots now with a 15-point lead here in backcourt, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter. Three quarters in the books tonight in girls high school basketball on 1230 KHIS. The score is Adams Central 45, Hastings High 30. You're listening to girls high school basketball on 1230 KHIS.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
So the Adams Central Patriots are the lead here in girls high school basketball. The score is 45-30. A 15-point lead here for AC. Adams Central led 28-14 at halftime. Hastings High will have the ball to begin this fourth quarter of play. Tigers shooting to our basket to our right here in the second half. Bailey Petzl with the ball, high right side. Petzl working with it out here in three-point territory. Gets the ball now into the hands of Pankratz down on the baseline. Driving for the hole. A shot is up there and in. Libby Knappel. Knappel scoring there for the Hastings High Tigers. That makes the score 45-32. So Hastings High is chipping away here at the Adams Central lead. There's a Wiseman with the ball. Bounce pass to the right sideline. It's going to be knocked out of the hands of LeMaster. It's going to be Adams Central playing things in. The Patriots 6-11 coming to the ball game tonight. The Hastings High Tigers were 7-7. Wiseman with the ball out here just across the 10-second line. Moves it behind his screen. Dribbles it down the right side of the lane. Moves it down on the baseline now. Back at the Bostock on the elbow. Out to LeMaster, left side of the lane, down in the corner. Wiseman with the ball. Wiseman dribbles with it. Now she's in trouble. Bounce pass comes inside with the ball. There's Bostock. Back out to Wiseman. Left side of the wing. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Bounce pass here. Goes to Bumgarner. His shot's going to be no good. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings High ball. Hastings High will play it in with 6:58 to play here in quarter number four. At the Tiger Gym tonight, 45-32 is the score. Hastings High trailing in the contest. Here's Knappel with the ball, drives it into the lane. Knappel takes the ball to the basket. Her off-balance shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Wiseman of Hastings, Adams Central. Wiseman with the ball for the Patriots. Right-handed dribble, gets the ball ahead now. On the right sideline, that's going to be Bumgarner with the ball. Bumgarner, top of the key. LeMaster has got it. LeMaster dribbling it down the right side of the lane. Stops. Gets it now to Bumgarner. Takes the ball down to the baseline. Runs into traffic. Her shot is up there. No good, but she's fouling the play. And Bumgarner goes to the free throw line now for the Adams Central Patriots. Bumgarner's got 16 points in the ball game here in this ball game. Annie Graylish picks up the personal foul for Hastings High. That's going to be her third. Bumgarner, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. She'll have 2 shots here. She was fouled in the act of shooting. His first one is up there. It's going to be no good. Bumgarner will get one more. 45-32. 6 minutes and 28 seconds to play here. Girls high school basketball tonight. Next one is up there. That one is good. So she gets 1 out of 2. Baumgartner now with 17 in the ball game. She's got 17 out of the 46 points for the Adams Central Patriots. Here's the ball. It's going to be deflected in the backcourt. Picked up by Baumgartner. Drives the ball toward the hole. Loses control. It goes out of bounds. Baumgartner picks up the loose ball that was driving it to the hole. And she loses the ball out of bounds going for the basket. Hastings High has turned the ball over 15 times during the ball game tonight. Here's Annie Graylish with the ball now for Hastings High. She dribbles once here in backcourt. And here come the Tigers now. Pankratz has got it. Sophia Pankratz across the midcourt stripe. Comes over to Knappel. High right side. Knappel gets the ball now into the hands of Franzen. Back outside. Here's a three-pointer by Pankratz. It's up and in. Sophia Pankratz hits a three-pointer. That's her first field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 free throws to go along with it. Now it's a 46-35 ball game. Hastings High back within 11 points here with 5 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Bounce pass goes over on the right side. That's going to be LeMaster. The ball tipped away. Picked up here. That's Bumgarner with the ball. Bumgarner dribbling with it in 3 points here. It's way left open. Shot up there good. Josie Bumgarner left wide open. You got to get out on her. She's got 20 points in the ball game here for the Patriots. 49-35. Again, it's a 14-point lead. Pankratz sends the ball inside to Franzen, and she can be fouled into play. Pankratz was kind of trapped down here in the corner. She just tries to feed it inside and draws the personal fouls. Franzen will go to the free throw line. The foul here is going to go on Adams Central. It's going to go on Carly Bostock. That's going to be her 4th. Team foul number 8 on the Patriots. Elizabeth Franzen goes to the free throw line. She is 5 out of 8 so far tonight. Franzen's shot is up there. It's going to be good. She'll have one more. She was fouled in the act of shooting. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Patriots here in the ballgame. 49-36. Here comes the next shot by Franzen up there and in. So she buries a couple of free throws. 49-37. This one is far from being over yet. Hastings High sneaking back into the ballgame here with 5:23 to play. Now the Tigers will apply some pressure here in backcourt. Bringing the ball up is going to be Wiseman. Wiseman gets the ball to Keller. Keller approaching the 10-second line, and now a foul is going to be called. The Tigers trying to poke the ball away. Picked up the personal foul for the efforts. That's only going to be the 5th team foul on the Tigers. Foul is going to go on Knappel. That's going to be her 3rd. So it's going to be Adams Central inbounding the ball off of the far sideline. 49-37. Hastings High down by 12 points here in the contest. Adams Central has got the ball. Here's Elise Keller with it now. Keller at the top of the key, moves it over here on the wing. Wiseman has got it. Wiseman holds it high left side, dribbles to the top of the key now. Bounce pass comes out here into three-point territory with the ball is Keller. Adams Central not going to be in any hurry to get any shot away, but Keller drives it down the left side of the lane. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Graylish. Annie Graylish with the ball for the Hastings High Tigers. Here comes Hastings back the other way. Graylish stops and pops for 3. Shot is way off of the mark. No good. Rebound is loose. It comes to the near sideline. It's saved by the Tigers, but right into the hands of the Adams Central Patriots. That's Bumgarner coming back the other way. Bumgarner gets the ball ahead to Wiseman. Entry pass can be deflected away. It's loose on the baseline. The scramble is on. Finally picked up here by Adams Central. Patriots have the ball here. That's Keller with it. Now we got a timeout from Tim Marker. Adams Central wants to call a timeout with 4 minutes and 28 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, we'll take a timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. We'll be back right after this.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS, 49-37. Adams Central hanging on to the lead here over Hastings High tonight in girls high school basketball. Patriots will play things in over the far sideline. This is going to be Josie Bumgarner looking to get it in. Bumgarner does to Keller at the top of the key. Elise Keller dribbling the ball out here for the Patriots. Keller stops. Now she's in trouble. Has to get rid of it. She does. Wiseman with the ball down the lane. Nice pass down low. Her shot is up there. No good. And a foul is called. Nice pass by Wiseman down to Alexis Grimmett. She was hammered on the play. And Alexis goes to the free throw line. The foul is going to be called here on Annie Graylish of Hastings High. That's going to be the fourth foul on Graylish. Going to the free throw line will be Grimmett. She will have a couple of shots here. She's one out of four from the free throw line. Her shot is up there. The shot is going to be good. Just inches down through the hole there for the Patriots. So Grimace now got 5 points here in the contest. It's now 50-37. Adams Central has got the lead in girls high school basketball. Alexis Grimmett will have one more. Shot is up there and the shot good. So Grimmett hits a couple of free throws and Adams Central has got a 14-point lead now. Patriots attacking here in backcourt. Hastings High having problems. They finally get it to Petzl down the near sideline. Petzl stops, nearly travels with the ball. Gets it in the hands now. A Pankratz dribbles it down the right side of the lane to the goal. She goes and her shot's up there and in. Sophia Pankratz scores. She's got 9 points in the ball game. Again, it's a 12-point advantage for Adams Central. It's now a 51-39 ball game. Here comes AC back in the offensive zone. Bumgarner for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be an air ball. No good. Adams Central tries to save it. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Hastings high ball. It's probably not what Tim Barker wanted there. A three ball taken by Bumgarner. With 3 minutes and 46 seconds to play, and her team is out on top by 12 points. There's Johnson back with the ball now for Hastings High. Has it tipped away. The scramble is on, and now we got a timeout called here. Johnson evidently had possession at the bottom of the stack there. Head coach Greg Mays calls a timeout for Hastings High. Brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, you can call 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this.
Ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS, Hastings High. Adams Central and girls high school play. 51-39 is the score. Now we got a traveling violation. Traveling violation is going to be called here on the Tigers as they're trying to set things offensively following the timeout. 16 turnovers on Hastings High here in the ballgame. 51-39. Adams Central has got the lead, and now the Patriots have the ball here. Under 3.5 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter. On the wing is going to be Carly Bostock for Adams Central. Holds the ball, comes out to Keller. Elise Keller dribbles with it at the top of the key. Gets it away down to Wiseman. Two-handed pass comes over here to Bumgarner. Bumgarner backs it back out. Out near the 10-second line. Bumgarner works for the ball, goes over to Wiseman. Wiseman now to Keller, dribbles it down the left side of the lane. And now the Patriots are going to run some clock here with 3 minutes to play. And a 12-point lead. And now a foul is going to be called out here in three-point territory. A foul here will go on Hastings High. That's going to be the 17th foul now called on the Tigers, so this will be a bonus situation. Johnson picks up the personal foul for Hastings High. That's going to be her second. To the free throw line for the Patriots is going to be Brittany Wiseman. She's got 8 points in the ball game, 55% foul shooter in the season here. This will be her first free throw attempt. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Wiseman will get, no, she won't get a second one. That was the front end of the bonus. She misses it. Hastings High has got the rebound. They come back with their other end. There's a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be off of the mark. It's going to be no good. Ball swatted to the corner. Now we got a foul called. A foul is going to be called here on the Tigers. So we're going to walk to the other end of the floor. Rebounding foul here on the Hastings High. So we're going to walk to the other end and have some free throws. That's going to be the 18th foul. Johnson picks up her third personal foul here. So now Wiseman goes back to the line. She missed the front end of the 1-1 just a couple of seconds ago. 51-39, Hastings with a 12-point deficit here. Patriots have the lead. Shot from the free throw line this time by Wiseman is up there and in. That makes the score 52-39. Adams Central with a 13-point lead led by 14 at halftime, 28-14. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. So the Tigers have the ball down the right sideline. Here they come. Pankratz has got it. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up and in. Elizabeth Franzen getting the offensive board and a put back there for Hastings High. That makes the score 52-41. Adams Central is the lead. Now here's the ball. It's going to be tipped away in backcourt. It's going to be picked up by Pankratz, but her pass is intercepted by Bumgarner. Dry shoots and scores. Bumgarner picks up the ball after Pankratz knocks it loose right here at the 10-second line. Pankratz trying to get rid of it, but threw it right into the hands of Josie Bumgarner, who takes it the rest of the way for the score. We've got a timeout now brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. We got 2 minutes and 17 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 41. Actually, Adams Central 54. Hastings High 41. Going to Bowman and shot for three. Good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint. Little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. We have got the boys game coming up next. Should be a good one between the Tigers and the Patriots here tonight. 54-41 here in the girls ball game. It's a 13-point lead for Adams Central. Hastings High has got the ball. Pankratz winds her way up the floor. Drives for the hole. Her shot is going to be up there. It's going to be good, but it won't count. We got a foul on the way in. Pankratz taking the ball right to the hole there for Hastings High. And now she'll go to the free throw line, fouled on the way in. Grimmett picking up the personal foul for Adams Central. That's going to be her fourth. That's going to send Pankratz to the free throw line for Hastings High. Pankratz with 9 points in the ballgame. Shana's up there. It's good. Pankratz now 5 for 5 on free throws tonight. She'll have one more. Had 19 the other night as Hastings High beat Gothenburg by a score of 49-36. 54-42 here. Patriots have the lead. Next shot is up there. It's good by Sophia Pankratz. She's now got 11 in the ball game. As we approach the 2 minute mark, Hastings High attacking here in backcourt. Here's Bumgarner with the ball. Moves it down the right sideline against Franzen. Bumgarner brings it into the offensive zone here for the Patriots. Gets it down to Elise Keller. There's a pass in the lane to Bostock. Her shot is up there from 5 feet away. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up and in. Patriots are doing a job on the offensive glass tonight. Alexis Grimmett gets the offensive board and the putback. That's her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 8 points in the contest. Pankratz comes back the other way. She scores, but it won't count. Again, she'll go to the free throw line. She was fouled on the way in. And Sophia Pankratz will go to the line here for the Hastings High Tigers. Bumgarner picks up the personal foul for Hastings, for Adams Central. That's going to be her fourth. So going to the free throw line is going to be Pankratz. She's got 11 points in the ball game. Pankratz puts it up there. The shot in and out, back in again. So Pankratz will have one. That makes the score 56-44. Hastings High trailing here in the ball game. Pankratz toes the mark for her second one. It's in the air. That one is straight through the hole. Sophia Pankratz, a perfect 8 out of 8 from the free throw line tonight. 56-45. Adams Central is still leading by 11 points here. Bumgarner down the near sideline. They get it to Wiseman. Long pass down the floor. Grimmett, her shot is up there and in. They break the press. Wiseman gets a strike right in the hands of Alexis Grimmett. She lays it in. Grimmett now with 10 points in the ball game here for the Patriots. 58 points put on the board here for AC against the Hastings High defense, and now a foul is going to be called. That was Knappel who was driving the ball down the left side of the lane, and a personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Wiseman. That's going to be your third. Adam Central, a team that's missing several players the past couple of weeks. They got a couple of players still sick, and it's a team that's struggling to reach 43 points per ball game this year, but they got 58 on Hastings High here in this one. Shot from the free throw line is going to be up there and in by Libby Knappel. She is now 6 out of 9 on free throws tonight. Knappel with 10 points in the ball game here for the Tigers. 58-46. Adams Central in the lead. There comes the next shot. It's up there. That one is going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tip try no good. Now we got a foul call and a rebound. This one is going to go on the Tigers. So we're going to walk to the other end of the floor now and shoot some free throws. That's going to be Franzen picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. 9 team fouls now on Hastings High here in the second half. 10 on Adams Central. Going to the free throw line for the Patriots. There's going to be Josie Bumgardner, who's had a whale of a night tonight. 22 points for Bumgardner. And she will have 2 shots here. That's going to be a 1-shot foul because that's the 19th foul on Hastings High. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to the Tigers. Hastings High has got the ball. Pankratz sends it over in the left side of the lane. Driving for the hole. A shot there by Knappel is up and in. Knappel scoring there. She's got 12 points in the ball game. It's a 10-point ball game now at 58-48. AC with the ball here in backcourt. They get it to the 10-second line. Traveling violation. Traveling violation on Adams Central. So stranger things have happened here. It's 58-48. Now with a minute to play here at the Tiger Gym. It'll be Hastings High inbounding the ball. They get it in the hands of Pankratz. She drives it against Bumgarner. Kicks it back out here to Johnson. Johnson to the near sideline, and Knappel spins right side of the lane, takes it to the paint, takes it to the goal. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball lost out of bounds. Adams Central ball. Knappel took the ball into the lane and took it right to the goal, but could not finish. Ball goes out of bounds, and Adams Central will play things in. Elise Keller coming back into the ball game now for Adams Central, replacing Mackenzie Gangwish. Adams Central plays things in. They've still got a 10-point lead, 58-48. Down the near sideline, Wiseman cuts it back to the center of the floor, dribbles it down the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, Bostock. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Pankratz one-on-one against Bumgarner. Shot is up there. It's going to be good, and she's fouled into play. Sophia Pankratz scores there for Hastings High. She's now got 15 points in the ball game. She'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. And Bumgarner, the leading scorer for Adams Central, fouls out of the ball game with 31.7 seconds to play. So Bumgarner leads with 22 points. But now the Hastings High Tigers are within 8 at 58-50 with 31 seconds to go. That's going to be Pankratz going back to the free throw line. She's 8-for-8 so far tonight. Pankratz looks up there. Shot is up. The shot is good. 58-51 now with 31 seconds to play here in the ball game. Adams Central getting inbound the ball. Bostock has got it. Her pass to Keller. Runs over a defender. Now we got a, Hastings High got the ball, and he immediately called a timeout here from the bench. Adams Central turns the ball away as it was knocked loose from Elise Keller. Hastings High comes down with it there with a Bailey Petzl, and immediately popping off of the bench and calling the timeout was head coach Greg Mays. We've got the timeout now brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. We'll be back right after this.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities, call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
1230 KHAS.
Well, the Central girls basketball team had as much as a 15-point lead here in the second half. Hastings High has now cut the lead down to 7. At 58-51 with 26.3 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Hastings High will inbound the ball here on the near sideline. The leading scorer for the Patriots, Josie Bumgardner, is on the bench now. She's fouled out of the ball game. Hastings High will play things in. Pancratz has got the ball around the screen. Pancratz loses control of the ball. The scramble is on down here in the corner. Jump ball is going to be called, and the arrow pointing in favor of Adams Central. Pancratz dribbled behind his screen, lost control of it. He was tied up in the play down here in the corner, and Hastings High coming out of the timeout. They failed to execute what they drew up there. That's going to be turnover number 17 on Hastings High. Adams Central inbound the ball here in backcourt, and a foul is going to be called. Trying to get it into Keller, and she's immediately going to be fouled in the play here by the Tigers. So we'll walk to the other end of the floor now with 18.7 seconds to play and have a couple of free throws. Jamie Johnson is guilty of the personal foul. That's going to be her fourth. That's going to send Adams Central to the free throw line. Keller, Elise Keller, will go to the line here for Adams Central. She has got 11 points in the ball game. She is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. So Adams Central trying to win their seventh ball game of the season here tonight against 11 losses, trying to hang on. Keller at the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High, but this is a two-shot foul. Both teams over the 10-foul limit, so the officials blow the whistle. Make the Tigers give the ball back here, and Elise Keller goes back to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. That one is going to be no good. Now you can grab the ball. It's loose. Franzen picks it up down to the near sideline to Jamie Johnson, and now we got... What do we have here? We got a timeout called. Let's see here. The officials say that Johnson was out of bounds here on the near sideline. So Johnson was out of bounds coming up the floor for Hastings High. A turnover in the Tigers. Now we got a foul here in backcourt in Johnson. Jamie Johnson fouls out of the ball game now for the Tigers with 12.7 seconds to play. Leaves with no points. So Hastings High being hit with turnovers tonight. 18 in the ball game, matter of fact. That last one was crucial, as we have a 7-point ball game at 58-51. And Johnson was out of bounds as he came down the near sideline. Now Greg Mays will have to send in a sub here for Jamie Johnson. Adams Central will go to the free throw line. Matty Stokes will check in there for the Tigers. So Matty Stokes will come in for Johnson. Adams Central will shoot some free throws with 12.7 seconds to play. This is Brittany Wiseman. She got 9 points in the ball game. She'll have 2 free throws here. She is 1 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. The youngster puts it up there, and the shot is going to be no good. She'll get one more. Brittany Wiseman, a 5'5" junior for head coach Tim Marker, will have one more shot here. Adams Central leading by a score of 58-51. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. That one is good. So she hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. 8-point lead now. Tigers have the ball. Matty Stokes down the near sideline to Petzl. Her shot for 3 is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to the far side. That's Matty Stokes with the ball. Back outside to Pancratz. Shot for 3. No good. Down for the rebound. Brought down by Grimmer. And that is the ball game. The Adams Central Patriots hold on to win in girls high school basketball tonight. Final score of 59-51. So the Patriots, they improved to 7 wins and 11 losses on the season. Adams Central gets ready for the New Platte Conference Tournament coming up next week. Hastings High Tigers, they drop to 7 wins and 8 losses on the season. And the Tigers, their next action is coming up next Tuesday night as they take on the Kearney High Bearcats, a Class A opponent. So Adams Central wins tonight in girls high school basketball. Final score of 59-51. We'll be back with a recap after this.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Get more than you expect at Furniture.
Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com. 1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Tiger Gym up at Hastings High, Adams Central knocks off the Hastings High Tigers in girls basketball tonight, winning by a score of 59-51. Adams Central led this baby most of the ball game here tonight. In fact, they got out to a 2-1 lead, and that's the last time the Tigers within 1 point. It was 2-1 with 4 minutes and 26 seconds to play in the first quarter. Adams Central actually led this baby from the opening tap. They scored the first field goal of the ball game, and they did not trail the entire way. Led 11-6 at the end of the first quarter, led 28-14 at halftime. Adams Central opened up a 15-point lead after three quarters at 45-30. Their biggest lead of that third quarter was sitting at 38-17. So actually they had a 21-point lead at one time in the ball game, led by 15 after three. Hastings High coming back in the fourth quarter, cut the lead down to 7 at 58-51 with about 31 seconds to go. And Adams Central wins it tonight 59-51. So the Patriots now 7-11 on the season. They'll play Arcadia Loup City in the opening round of the Loupland Conference Tournament on Monday night. Meanwhile, Hastings High, they dropped his 7 wins and 8 losses on the season. They will get Kearney coming up next Tuesday right back here at the Tiger Gym. Checking the scoring of the ball game tonight for Adams Central, it was Josie Bumgardner leading the way. She had 22 points in the ball game tonight. She had 12 in the first half, 10 more in the second half. So Josie Bumgardner scores 22. Elise Keller, she scores 11 points in the game tonight. It was Brittany Wiseman scoring 10, and Alexis Grimmett, she scored 10 points. Morgan Bradenkamp, she had 2. Holly Bostock had 2 points, and Sarah Brown had 2 points for AC. The Patriots 10 out of 19 from the free throw line in the ball game tonight, unofficially 11 turnovers in the basketball game. Hastings High, they were led by Sophia Pankratz. She scores 16. Other scorers for the Tigers: Libby Knappel, she ended up in double figures as she had 12. Anna Graylish ends up with 9. Elizabeth Franson had 9 points. And Bailey Pesseld had 5. So again, Adams Central wins it tonight in girls high school basketball by the score of 59-51. That one of the score we might pass along to you. It's in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament over the Chapman Gym. In girls high school play, top-seeded Hastings St. Cecilia winners over Lincoln Christian tonight by a score of 41-28. So St. Cecilia moves on to the semifinals. They will play on Thursday night at 6 o'clock against either Aquinas or Concordia. That ball game is going on tonight in Omaha. So St. Cecilia winners in the quarterfinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament, 46-28 over Lincoln Christian. The Hawkettes will play again on Thursday night in Lincoln. In between games here tonight, we got the boys game coming up next between Adams Central and the Hastings High Tigers as these two teams are going through their pregame workouts on the floor here tonight. Each team wearing lavender t-shirts here tonight as their warm-ups. This is a fundraising effort tonight between these two schools for the American Cancer Society. Two schools, one cause is the theme. So each team wearing lavender warm-up t-shirts here tonight preceding the ball game between the Hastings High Tigers and the Adams Central Patriots. We're going to come back and chat with the coaches as our tip-off sneaks closer to the reality here tonight at the Tiger Gym. We'll take a break. We'll be back right after this.